It's Dan McDonald. It's our city building segment where we talk about our city, city planning, public art, placemaking, tech, small businesses, transit, really anything that makes a city, and how to make a city work well for everyone. One small thing, you know, it's amazing how much you can learn about a city just by going for a walk. One of my favorite things to do is walk around town, take a picture of old buildings or, you know, remnants of places that no longer are there or function, just the kind of left behinds, the ruins, if you will. And I try to look up or at least wonder, you know, why? What is the story here? What was the story here? And I love these organized walks. We're seeing more and more of them that are happening around the city. You know, Jane's Walk's coming up, fast approaching. All kinds of bike tours, street art tours, where you can get the story behind some of the street art that's gracing the buildings and the walls and the alleyways around town. And we talked about this a bit last summer, and it's getting ready to launch now, the McDougal Corridor Walking Tours. The Center for Cities at Windsor Law and project partners are officially launching the McDougal Street Corridor Walking Tour this week at Alton Park. Very significant because Alton C. Parker, a lifelong resident of the McDougal Street Corridor, was Windsor's first black police officer and Canada's first black detective right here. His story is amazing, and it's one of those amazing, mind-blowing historical facts that you probably didn't know. I didn't. And just one of the many you can learn on this walking tour. So before we get to our guests, just so people know what we're talking about, the area here, McDougal Street Corridor, kind of east, just east of downtown, kind of around between Riverside Drive East, Goyou, Giles East, and Howard Avenue, that area, the McDougal Street Corridor. And I say those street names so you can get an idea, but also that's how many of us know this area, as those street names, not by the gigantic role it plays in our history. And it's huge. This new walking tour and experience is aiming to change that, and it's fascinating. Joining us on the phone right now to talk a bit about it, Director of Windsor Law Center for Cities, Dr. Annika Smith, and the master's researcher on this project, Willow Key, joining us. Willow and Annika, thanks so much for your time, and good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. A perfect unison, perfect harmonization right there. Willow, I'll start with you. Willow, we spoke last summer, back in July, about this, when it was still kind of in some of the earlier stages of this incredible immersive experience, and you'd received some funding from the university's Anti-Black Racism Student Research Experience Grant, which I have questions for Annika about, and I was kind of like a little kid, like, oh, it's still so far away, but here we are getting ready to launch. And if you can, for our listeners, before we talk about the walk, I want to talk a bit about the significance of this area from a historical standpoint, because I don't think a lot of people realize, despite the strong legacy by those in the know, the common person walking around, we don't realize the historical relevance that this area was once a bustling, vibrant black neighborhood. It tells the story not only of our history, but also, you know, black history, but also how city planning and urban renewal can be devastating. But from a local history perspective, you know, can you tell us the significance of this area, Willow?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me today. So, this neighborhood was established by freedom seekers, people who escaped slavery via the Underground Railroad. Of course, Windsor has multiple points, Windsor and Sandwich Town, where freedom seekers found refuge. And of course, downtown Windsor was one of them. And so these freedom seekers settled in, as you said, just east of the downtown core. That was in about the 1850s that the McDougal Street Corridor emerged as a community, you know, mainly inhabited by black people, but also later you had some Jewish settlers, Chinese settlers around that area as well, and of course Italian settlers too. So it's just culturally, it's a really unique and important spot in Windsor. And unfortunately, because of urban renewal, as you mentioned, a lot of those historic buildings are no longer there.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask, you know, just from a historical standpoint, the 1961 urban renewal policy, in a nutshell, what happened? What was it that kind of buried this?
Yeah, so urban renewal policies in Canada started to become more popular right after World War II, though they were sort of emerging during the Second World War. But for the city of Windsor, the urban renewal project started in 1959. And so by 1961, Most of the northern portion of the McDougal Street corridor had been razed. Homes were expropriated, buildings were expropriated. And, you know, this was a really popular post-war policy, as I said. And so these sorts of expropriations and complete sort of demolition of certain areas impacted not just cities like Windsor, but cities across Canada. I'm sure people, especially your listeners, are familiar with Africville in Nova Scotia, possibly Hogan's Alley in Vancouver. So, you know, these sorts of policies did impact communities, minority communities, but also just working class Canadian communities all across the country.
And the awareness of this, I don't think it's, a lot of people aren't familiar with this. Annika, you know, from a legal standpoint, the 1961 urban renewal policy, I'm wondering if you can talk a bit about what it was that happened here, specifically in the McDougal Street corridor.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I'll leave most of that. I think Will has given a really good description, but I think what's important is that context that, that she brings to, that this was part of a policy that happened across the country, that these sort of, you know, quite ambitious redevelopment programs were really seen as the way forward. You know, we've seen enough even in our own community to know that, that urban planning is often contentious, right? And it involves differing values that come through and often different phases and different eras of sort of understanding of what the right way forward is. And what happened in Windsor was very much consistent with what happened in other places in the country. And in fact, I understand that even the community housing that was built, the Glengarry Marintat, was really modeled on what had been built in Regent Park in Toronto. So there was really a sense that we were part of something bigger. Unfortunately, I think, you know, with the benefit of historical gaze, we see that that something bigger was often, you know, not only not successful, but actually devastating.
Right, absolutely. So this walk, I want to focus on this walk, is what an amazing immersive experience this sounds like. I can't wait to try it out. Will, if you can, give us a little kind of what is this experience all about and how does it work?
Sure. So if you use the app, the walking tour app, and you're in the downtown area where the McDougal Street corridor's boundaries are, it'll take you virtually sort of around the areas to various locations where some of the buildings are still standing, but in the case of the walking tour, most of them are not, the ones that we're talking about. And so it'll provide you with a brief description of each spot, each location, some of the major influences and individuals who were important for that particular business or school or church. And hopefully people will find it engaging and will be able to walk away with a greater understanding of the types of community elements that were a part of the McDougal Street corridor and some of the important key individuals who helped sort of shape and build this community.
And the people telling these stories too, because I know there's, you have some great voices from our community as well, narrating and telling these stories. Tell us who you have on here who took part in this to kind of be the voice to these stories.
Yeah, well, we had TJ Travis, we had Johnny Chase, and Leslie McCurdy. And so I'm sure you're familiar with all of them.
Love them.
Just amazing, amazing voices, amazing actors, amazing artists. And so it was such a pleasure to have them and to be able to listen to them sort of record these stories that we were so graciously able to retrieve from members of the community, especially elders in the community. And so they did such an amazing job.
I want to give a little shout out too. It's Leslie McCurdy's birthday today. So happy birthday.
Yes, to
Leslie McCurdy. It's her. She's celebrating today and she has not aged. And I've known her for a long time. She has not aged a day in 30 years. And I'm not kidding. I tell her this every time I see her. I've known her for over 30 years. And it's amazing. What was it like, Willow, you know, putting together this story and gathering the data? That had to be a challenge, but also a really fascinating challenge as well.
Yeah, it definitely was a bit of a challenge. I think mainly because there isn't a lot of literature about this community for obvious reasons, just because, as you mentioned, a lot of people don't really know its existence other than people within the community. And so, of course, community members have tried their best to document this history, and from my perspective, they've done such a good job. But really, a lot of what I was able to recover came from personal stories, memories, and the willingness of community members to want to share their experiences. So, yeah, it was it was definitely a bit of a challenge at the beginning, but so rewarding.
And Annika, you know, when someone is going to use this tour, how does it work? You download the app, and then what?
Yeah, so first of all, I just want to give a shout out, especially to our funders. You mentioned the university funding that was the seed grant for this, and I think what's really so exciting about this project, one of many things that are exciting about the collaborations in this project, is that we were able to leverage that initial funding to receive $250,000 from FedDev Ontario. It's federal funding through the My Main Street Community Activator Program. So that, I think, is, you know, we really want to be able to recognize that, and also just recognize the collaboration that went into that. With some of the partners, and Parallel 42 Systems is one of the tech partner that built this open source app or web-based application that works like an app for us. So yeah, when you're in the space, there are a number of ways you can access. You can, just to give you a bit of a scoop, MacDougallCorridor.ca is the website that will bring you to all of that, whether you're in the area or not. But if you are in the area, then it will geolocate for you.
Oh, good.
And you can start from any spot that you like. There will be also some installations with QR codes scattered throughout the area. So if you're there and you see it, you can scan right there and get it moving as well.
That is so cool. And earbuds in, I'm guessing, and it will kind of guide you along the way.
Exactly. Yeah, earbuds are great. And then all the videos are there to access. And, you know, the whole thing takes around 2.5 hours if you want to do the whole thing. And it's accessible by car, by bus, by, you know, certainly by bike. It's located really well located, and one of the pitches that we made for this particular set of funding opportunities was that it's tied into three different BIAs, three different business improvement areas. So whether you're in the downtown, whether you're in Wyandotte Street BIA, or whether you're on Erie Street, it's really well tied to all of those. And yeah, you can start wherever you like. You can do the whole thing. You can do a little bit. I know I live sort of between downtown, or rather the MacDougall corridor is between me and downtown. So sometimes just walking downtown, we've even as a family done a couple of different stops just to see how it goes. And all of that's available either through QR code or the website.
I cannot wait. It sounds fascinating. I love this. And Willow, one final question for you. You know, why are these stories important to be told and to be known?
I think there are a number of reasons why they're important, but just as you mentioned, in terms of urban renewal, this is a story that has occurred across Canada in many communities, and so I think it's important if we're going to talk about policy and how it impacts Canadians to be able to share these stories of how urban renewal policies impacted Black Canadians in Windsor. A lot of people are familiar with the unfortunate circumstances of Africville, but many people don't know about the MacDougall Street corridor.
Right.
So I think a lot of people, especially in the community, really wanted to share what happened to them and their families, and just what happened to their community.
Absolutely. Well, I cannot wait. And it's happening tomorrow. Details tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Launching it at the Alton Parker Park, which is at 400 Broadhead Street, Windsor. The official launch of MacDougall Street Corridor Walking Tour. Really hope people download this app and experience it. Dr. Annika Smith and Willow Key, thank you so much for your time. What a cool project. Love this.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you so much. More conversation next. Don't go away.